We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And we're back. Like we never left. Oregon fans, what's going on? How we living? Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Ducks Dish Podcast. It's Monday morning, April 8th, 2024. Glad to have you along. Thank you for being here. We got some big news to get into on today's live episode of the podcast. We're coming to you on YouTube at Oregon Football Max Torres, as well as Twitter at M Torres Sports. Joining me to break down some big news this morning is my guy, Spencer McLaughlin of Locked On Ducks and Locked On College Football. Spencer, how the heck are you? I see you got a fresh cut.
Yeah. Had to do it. Not a long hair guy, short hair guy all the way. And I'm a Rashad Samples guy too.
There you go. Well, the cat is out of the bag, so to speak. Just a little over a week ago, Spencer, Oregon found themselves without a running backs coach. And here we are just about a week later. And it looks like the Ducks have their man, a report coming from 247's Matt Zenitz on Sunday. Going to read the tweet here real quick for you guys that are watching. Oregon is now set to hire Arizona State's Rashad Samples as its new running backs coach and assistant head coach, sources tell 247 Sports. And Samples, Oregon lands one of the nation's top recruiters. In addition, he helped Ulysses Bentley become a freshman All-American running back as the running back coach at SMU and helped Arizona State wide receiver Eliza Badger earn all Pac-12 honorable mention recognition last season while serving as ASU's pass game coordinator and wide receivers coach. So kind of the funniest thing, I guess, maybe not that funny, but Oregon's new running backs coach was a wide receiver coach last year. I don't think that's that big of a deal. Just kind of a cool little note. We'll get more into that. But Spencer, man, what's your reaction off the top here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a full list of candidates that, you know, Oregon interviewed or was looking at. Certainly there is a rumor here or there, but hard to see how this guy wouldn't be near the top of the list if you would, you know, been able to go and analyze every running backs coach that, you know, is at a program that you'd be able to pull him from, right? You're not going to go and look at like LSU's running backs coach and be like, yeah, we're going to get him to come to Oregon, or go get, you know, the guy who just went to Michigan from Ohio State, or I don't think Ohio State's guy would have been available. He's kind of new over there. So I think that this is a really, really good move. You know, I don't know how long Samples is going to be at Oregon because he seems like, you know, an up and coming sort of star, but I think that's why this move should excite Oregon fans, is you've got a guy on staff that is capable, in the words of his former head coach, Kenny Dillingham, of being a head coach. Like that was the statement that he made about him when Samples left ASU, was this guy's really good. He could run a program right now, and he's just really young. He's got a little bit of NFL experience. He spent some time with the Rams. He was at SMU. He's at ASU. And I think it, you know, stays in rhythm with what Lanning has really wanted to do with his coaching staff, which is promote young guys from schools that are not as big a brand as Oregon and allow them to showcase their talents if they're, you know, maybe flying under the radar a bit. And, you know, certainly Samples is a guy that has built up a great reputation as a recruiter. And if you then add that to the Oregon brand, as long as he is with the Ducks, I think Oregon fans should expect the results to be really, really good. He's worked with receivers and running backs, and you know, I think he's someone who maybe wants to be an offensive coordinator or head coach one day. if Will Stein, this is a question I just thought of, if Will Stein were to take a head coaching job after this season or next and Samples were still around, would Samples be the choice as the next offensive coordinator? I don't know. I don't know. I think that's an interesting question because he has that sort of career trajectory. I think when you see someone that has, you know, pass game coordinator in their title at a particular stop, that's usually somebody who, you know, goes on to be an offensive coordinator if he wants to be. And so I think this guy demonstrates that. I think he fits with Lanning and, you know, the mold of coaches that he's brought in. You know, there was Adrian Clem, but then it was Alik Terry, right? And they've promoted Coach Wadud on the defensive side of the ball. Lanning likes the young, energetic guys because I think he knows they're hungry to be great recruiters, and that's a big priority.
I think anytime you lose a coach at a place like Oregon, it's very easy for the fan to quickly want the splash hire or the big name, but that really hasn't been the case under Lanning. As you kind of alluded to, Spencer, he's a coach that has, I don't know if you'd say a track record, but at least has a pattern right now of kind of giving the younger guys the benefit of the doubt, right? With Alik Terry coming in previously, Rashad Samples, for those that don't know, is only 29 years old. So I think for as decorated of a resume as he has at that young of an age, that's something that you've got to love. I mean, you also have stops at Houston and Texas. So very, very deep Texas roots, which is going to be a tremendous asset on the recruiting trail. We all know that the Ducks love to recruit the state of Texas. And I think you get a really good blend here of a couple of different key factors, right? Even though he's really young, I think you get that development factor, someone who clearly knows what they're doing at the position. I mean, you could say that for any hire, right? Lanning's not going to hire a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. But I say that particularly because he has that NFL background, spending the 2022 season with the Rams, which I think is awesome. Even though it's just one season, it's going to be very valuable for Samples when he goes into a living room and says, I coach in the NFL and I'm not even 30 yet. So I think that's awesome. And then I think that you get a guy who has those Texas roots, also has some familiarity with the West Coast, the Western region of the country from some time at Arizona State. And I think that there's a lot of early things to like with this hire. It is worth mentioning that it hasn't been officially announced yet by the University of Oregon, but Zenit is reporting it. A lot of other reporters in the Oregon market have confirmed it. So it looks like all signs are indicating that this is the move for the Ducks.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good one, as we discussed, and there could be some positive externalities that come with it as well. I don't know if you saw Zach Neal's not-so-tinfoil hat suggestion that he put out on Twitter yesterday, but Coach Samples' father, excuse me, is the high school coach at Duncanville in Texas, which is a powerhouse of a Texas high school football program, which of course says a lot. And on that team is one DeCorian Moore. Now, does this guarantee that Oregon is getting DeCorian Moore? No. I don't think it does. But when you draw those connection points, I don't think it's impossible to see. I don't think it can do anything but help the chances that flip happens. And you know, Moore's going to be a really highly sought after recruit, right? He's already verbally committed to LSU, but Texas is still recruiting him. Oregon's still recruiting him. Those are kind of the top three. And those are some heavy hitters. Those are some heavy hitters on the recruiting trail. But I think that's the name that, you know, in addition to Samples himself, it is kind of, you know, getting floated around and getting some buzz, and rightfully so, because of the connections there. And you've now got Samples, whose recruiting prowess is well established, number one. And you have Junior Adams, who has also been a kick-ass recruiter. And those are the two guys, I'd imagine, who are going to be primarily involved with the recruitment of DeCorian Moore. So I think that it's a great move for the Ducks. And another thing, too, I talked about this on my show that aired today, and you go check it out on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, but I don't know why situations like this always have to lead a decent number of fans, at least, to just start trashing the other guy. Like, all of a sudden, Carlos Lachlan amongst Oregon fans is like the worst running backs coach ever. He's absolutely no good. He didn't recruit. What did he do? And it's like, whoa, hold on. Two things can be true at once. Rashad Samples could have a higher potential ceiling because of the way that he recruits. And also, Carlos Lachlan was very good for the Ducks. Like, the biggest takeaway I see online is, well, it's an upgrade. This is an upgrade. Look, I think it's a very good hire, as I have talked about. But can we wait to call it an upgrade until we actually, you know, see him coach and recruit the position for 2 years? Because I watched Lachlan do it. And Ohio State wanted him for a reason. The guy's very good. He's very, very good. I'd be content if Lachlan was still around. I think Lachlan was very good. I just don't understand why, you know, fans have to constantly go into, you know, this guy is now no good just because he's leaving Oregon. I will not understand that.
It, to me, Spencer, it very much just, we're going to get some more recruiting stuff in a little bit. But after hearing you say that, it very much reeks of the, oh, we didn't want him anyway, kind of vibe that you get when a guy decommits. Like when someone decommits from a fan's favorite school, that's really what it comes to. And it's very short-sighted to say, because I completely agree with you. Carlos Lachlan was a tremendous coach at Oregon. He really was. Sure, he didn't land every recruit that the Ducks were going after at the running back position, but I know for a fact that he was incredibly involved with a lot of other recruits that weren't even that position. You look at Jaquan McRoy, one of the top guys in Alabama. Lachlan was involved there as a native of Alabama himself. So I think that, I mean, you and I both know Oregon fans. They can be very temperamental, very quick to anger.
I think a lot of fans are.
Yeah, no, there's that batch of people in any fan base for sure. But I think I'm just trying to double down on your point that Lachlan was a really, really good coach, and it's way too early to call this one either way. I mean, we haven't even gotten a picture of the guy in a Duck, you know, polo or sweatshirt or whatever yet. But I think to get a little bit more into the recruiting part that you mentioned, Spencer, I think this hire of Samples being a younger guy, it is only going to help with recruiting, because to a degree, recruiting is a young man's game, right? You know, having young guys that are willing to travel all over the country, that are willing to hop on FaceTime or text a recruit, play some video games with a recruit, is something that I've heard many times before. Just being relatable with recruits, I think that's only going to...
Do you know what video games they play?
I mean, you could say Fortnite, Madden, NBA, 2K.
Oh man, 2K's gone.
Maybe Rocket League. Rocket League's a good one.
2K has gone so far. I haven't played 2K in years. I played it all the time. All the time growing up. MLB The Show is a great game.
Yeah, I still need to... I think that might be my next purchase now that baseball season's underway.
The show is just fantastic.
My Giants taking a series win over the Padres in their first home series in San Francisco. You absolutely love that. But yeah, I think the Rashad Samples hire from a recruiting standpoint is going to really, really help the Ducks. We talked about the extensive ties into the state of Texas. To go back to DeCorian Moore, who you mentioned, Spencer, I think he released a top four, which is just funny because he's already committed. So what's just the era that we're in when it comes to college football and college football recruiting?
Well, it's like Juju Lewis as well. Juju Lewis is still getting recruited so hard. He's the number one quarterback in 2025, for those who don't know. He's verbally committed to USC. I think the expectation is he's not going to go to USC.
I think Georgia, for sure, is where I would probably point it, because he's, you know, I don't know. I just don't see Kirby Smart losing a lot of head-to-head recruiting battles with Lincoln Riley, given what the two teams are putting on the field respectively. But USC's got the hype, and they've got the money in their NIL pumping a little bit more now since Jen Cohen took over there. So we'll have to see what happens there. But DeCorian Moore has to be the guy at the top of your list in terms of guys that are affected by this hire for the Ducks, and in a very good way. But that's going to be tough because, like we talked about, LSU is still on him. Texas, Ohio State, and Oregon round out the top four for the number one wide receiver in the country. Ducks only have one wide receiver commit currently in Dallas Wilson, as Adrian Wilson backed off a commitment to the Ducks about a month ago. So
Didn't Dallas recently get a ratings bump?
I wrote a story. These updates come out so often. I know I wrote a story saying that he was
They can be a little sporadic and random sometimes. But the other name to watch on the trail for the Ducks with the samples higher that I've been told is it greatly increases the likelihood of getting Cooper Perry out of Arizona. And that's a guy who, you know, is not DeCorian Moore, but is certainly the sort of wide receiver that you want to go get. And I don't know if wide receiver is the highest priority position right now in 2025. I think Oregon's got their depth pretty well lined up, but you don't know what sort of transfer portal departures you're going to encounter between now and then. And that's why it never hurts to, you know, recruit depth at that sort of spot. Because even though after this year, Oregon could very well lose their top four wideouts, I'd still feel pretty good about the wide receiver room next year, especially when you figure they'll bring in probably at least one transfer.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Talking with my guy, Spencer McLaughlin, on a Monday morning. We're talking Ducks, talking Oregon football and new running backs coach Rashad Samples. Still waiting for that hire to become official, but it looks like all signs are pointing towards that. Glad to have you guys along. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe wherever you are tuned into today's show. Spencer, you talked about Cooper Perry. I know I put my prediction in for Cooper Perry to Oregon, I want to say in January, late January. So I've definitely been on that one for a while, and I know that Arizona State has been one of the main competitors for Oregon in the Cooper Perry recruitment. Kenny Dillingham, to his credit, has done a tremendous job just putting forth an all-out effort to keep the top guys in state. And Cooper Perry, I believe, is the number one player in the state of Arizona. Recently, Steve Wiltfong, now at On3, put in a prediction for Oregon to land Cooper Perry. So just growing
confidence. Wait, back up. Wiltfong's not at 24/7?
No, sir. He's at On3 now.
How did I miss that?
Come on, man.
I'm playing too much golf.
Yeah, you stay out on the course for sure, but that's a huge deal. So, you know, one of the biggest names in the recruiting industry has Oregon tabbed as the favorite there. I think Isaiah Mosey, the wide receiver out of Missouri, is another guy I feel very confident about with Oregon as far as what's next in the 2025 class. And I think this hire in one way comes at a weird time, right? Like when we heard Lanning's first press conference after Lachlan's departure last week, it was just like a lot of those questions were like, what's the urgency? You know, the timing is so weird. But I think in a weird way, if you look at it, Spencer, I've seen some people commenting on my videos and stuff. Oh, Oregon recruiting has been a little quiet lately, or it's been slow. I mean, you have spring football coming back and Rashad Samples hire with those deep Texas roots. This could, in a way, a roundabout way, be just what the Ducks needed to kick things into higher gear, because I don't think it's going to be quiet the rest of the month.
Yeah, I think the move is really, really good with regards to the timing, because you know, aren't going to have newcomers like Jay Harris or younger guys like Jaylen Lamar. You have Dwan Riggs in that room as well, just operating without a position coach. You know, I think that's part of the reason that it's good. But on the recruiting front, it was expected or is expected to kind of start ramping up again this week, because it's all going to lead towards what? The spring game, right? And even if you don't get commits between now and the spring game, and I feel like in the last couple of years, Oregon's had at least one or two guys commit during the month of April, and they've had, you know, very late spring games in the last couple of years as well, if my memory is correct. And I think that at the very least, you're going to start talking to guys more, talk about getting them out on campus for the spring game, right? Give them, you know, a little bit of taste of a game day environment. Brian Smith comes on my show all the time and talks about, you know, how Oregon visits can kind of hit different because they do a really, really good job of giving guys, you know, first-class sort of treatment and whatnot. So I think that for Oregon, you know, this is a timely move. It's a good move. And now we get to see what, you know, Coach Samples has really got as a recruiter. And the expectations, I think, are pretty high.
And for him as a recruiter, he already had a lot of acclaim and hype as a recruiter. But look where he's coming from. No slight to Arizona State by any means. But I think this is a perfect situation for Oregon fans to see a guy who's already young, relatively proven. I think he can take an even bigger step forward when you have that Oregon brand backing you, when you're hosting guys at the HDC, when you're walking them through Autzen Stadium, and all the various highlights that come with an Oregon visit. So I think that's another point that bears mentioning here as we further break down the Rashad Samples to Oregon hire. The other one for me, Spencer, you talked about...
Can I jump in on one thing on that front and why I agree with you? Kenny Dillingham, who... Again, I just find myself rooting for that guy is so genuinely passionate about a place that has had, you know, guys that are just, I mean, Herm Edwards, did he care? Yeah, kind of a little, but was he, you know, as passionate about Arizona State as Dillingham? No. So I think Dillingham is a really, really good guy. I think he can be a good coach, but he has been working tirelessly to up the recruiting base. And, you know, that's why he had a guy like Rashad Samples on his staff, but also to try and up their NIL collective, because they do not have a great NIL situation at ASU. No such problem exists at Oregon. So you give Coach Samples a bigger brand and more resources to recruit players in the modern era. Yeah, I think it can absolutely be, you know, not a stepping stone program, but more like a springboard for Rashad Samples. If he really wants to be a head coach, Oregon is a great place for him to be at. So I think that it, you know, really, really makes sense along those lines. And I don't think that aspect can be overlooked, that, you know, ASU for years has been talked about, and I agree with the sentiment. It's a sleeping giant. If they ever, you know, as a community and as a university really committed to athletics, gosh almighty, ASU could be really, really good, but they haven't. And Dillingham's trying to get them going in that direction. We'll see if he's actually able to accomplish that. But Oregon is, of course, already there and far more established. You go after higher level recruits. You've got more resources and a bigger brand. So I think that it's, you know, a springboard opportunity rather than a stepping stone.
And Rashad Samples was one of those early names that I kind of had heard about right after Lachlan to Ohio State became official. And I think for Lanning to hire a younger coach, it bodes well for them long term, because you never have any idea how long a coach is going to be on your staff when you hire him, right? Maybe a little bit of a better idea for like the coordinators, because those are like those positions where you're really willing to, you know, put some money down to keep a guy.
Well, Dillingham was a 1 year guy. Depends on what the carousel looks like, you know. Like for example, I don't think this would happen because he's a really good coach. But like if Jeff Brohm were to leave Louisville for some instance, or for some reason, Will Stein's a Louisville alum. He'd absolutely be on the list. Sure. Right? He's been one of the best coordinators in college football, or at least he was last year, and I expect him to be that again this year. Like if that, and again, that's very, very unlikely. I'm just saying hypothetically and make the point that you don't know what the coaching carousel is going to drum up next. Right? Chip Kelly to Ohio State. I mean, come on. How did that happen? Bill O'Brien of Boston College. Look at the college basketball coaching carousel right now. John Calipari is going to go to Arkansas because Eric Musselman went to USC because Andy Enfield went to SMU. Like, for anyone who's got doubts about SMU's desire to be a power player in college athletics, to be a legitimate power institution and compete for championships, They just went and pulled USC's, I know it's basketball, and that's a secondary sport at USC, right? Kind of like it is at Oregon, you know, fan support, but it's not the same as football. Doesn't have as high a priority. But for SMU to be able to go out and get Andy Enfield from USC is demonstrative of, you know, kind of the mindset that I think just works in college athletics. If you want to make it happen, yeah, it might feel like a lot sometimes. You might have to pay a big buyout. You might have to raise a bunch of money. It could take a hit, but there's someone who's willing to do it. And if you're not, somebody else is.
There's a no shortage of news in college sports right now. You got the national championship between Purdue and UConn, I want to say, right? Tonight, I believe.
Dude, UConn is they're so good.
They're so good. And I'm no Zach Edey fan, so like, I think I'm probably pulling for UConn, even though they knocked out my Zags last year. But we can have more hoops talk a little bit later, Spencer. I think another thing that comes to mind with this Rashad Samples hire for the Ducks is what kind of a back is he going to be looking for? We kind of have a good idea, right, of what that Carlos Laughlin back looked like, a tough runner, a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield. And then just once they get to Oregon, they typically don't tend to fumble. But with Samples, I wonder if the style of back is going to change very much, if it's going to be, I think, an even greater emphasis on the state of Texas when it comes to not even just running backs, but players in general out of that state. I know we talked about DeCorian Moore earlier. Just to name a couple more, you have Michael Fasusi, who's one of the top offensive linemen in the entire country in the 2025 class. You have Kalik Lockett out of Sachse. I totally butchered that. That was not the right guy to name. But Kalik Lockett is a five-star wideout in the 2025 class. So we're gonna see Oregon very much stick around in Texas. Jonah Williams out of Galveston is another one that comes to mind for me. But for Oregon to bring in another young guy, I think it is a very good long-term move for your staff. Because we talked about the coaching carousel, I think Dan Lanning looked at this situation, looked at this hire, and said, hey, man, anything can happen at any time. If I get a good young coach and invest in him and develop him as a coach and his skill sets, I think that we never know what the situation is going to be when someone else comes calling. But at least you're going to be able to say, hey, this is a guy who believed in me and you know, brought me in as a young coach. And you could end up saving yourself some trouble in the long run when the carousel kind of comes calling to anybody on your staff.
Yeah, I think you just continue to make yourself an attractive place to work for young, promising, upcoming, and really quality coaches who either, you know, are position coaches, want to be coordinators, or coordinators want to be head coaches, or assistants who want to move into, you know, a full-time role, you know, being like a co, you know, running backs coach or O-line coach or assistant O-line or getting a promotion or anything like that. You want to showcase that you can give those sorts of opportunities and allow them to succeed, because when you succeed, you're going to have coaches leave. It's always going. How many assistant coaches do you think Nick Saban had to replace on average per year? Probably 1.5 would be my guess of like major assistant coaches or coordinators. Like, I can just think in the last decade, he had Lane Kiffin as offensive coordinator. He had Steve Sarkisian as offensive coordinator. He had Bill O'Brien as an offensive coordinator. He had Tommy Reese as an offensive coordinator. That's in like the last 7-8 years. That's just offensive coordinators. You're not talking about DCs. You're not talking about running backs coaches. Once upon a time, Mario Cristobal was an assistant on that Alabama staff. And then he went to be the OC at Oregon. And then he was the head coach at Oregon. Now he's the head coach in Miami. Like, this is just, you know, the way of the world with the coaching carousel. And you have to be able to continually attract quality candidates. And I think we've seen that with Lanning time and time again. And this is only his third year ever being a head coach. I think he's just, you know, further cementing his status as the guy that Oregon fans want to have and should want to have going forward.
And Lanning continues to make the moves on the field and put out a great product. And then another mark of a great head coach is how you manage staff turnover. And all the hires that he's made up until this point have been very beneficial and very fruitful to Oregon. So I think Rashad Samples is at least on that trajectory right now. But at the end of the day, the ball stops with Lanning. The buck stops with Lanning. He's the one in charge of everything with everything at Oregon. And then Marshall Malko, obviously, is his right-hand man as the chief of staff. One other quick remark, Spencer, I did want to bring this up. I almost forgot to scroll over to it. Kenny Dillingham, who we were talking about earlier, kind of an easy guy to root for, even though he's not on the Oregon staff anymore. He's now the head coach at Arizona State, and he put out a little tweet kind of addressing the situation, and he said, quote, "Fired up for Rashad Samples, second time he has become an assistant head coach in the Power Five before the age of 30. Forever grateful for him helping us get ASU back in a forward direction and can't wait to see his career continue to skyrocket." I think that's a kind of one of those smaller notes is assistant head coach. As a guy who's only 29, I think that's not an insignificant tag in this hire.
Yeah, I think it's a testament to what we were talking about earlier. Like, this is a guy who wants to be an offensive coordinator or a head coach one day. He just does. And I don't think that's a bad thing, because you're going to have someone who will never be, you know, just content to have the job that he has. He's just going to be constantly hungry to prove himself, to want to show that, you know, he's worthy, not just of the role he has, but the role that he wants to have. And I think that, you know, again, falls in line with what Dan Lanning has wanted to hire. And it's clearly worked out so far. I mean, Alik Terry, guy looks like a stud. Adrian Clem was really good. And I think because Clem went to the NFL, there wasn't as much of that dynamic that you've got with Lachlan here. Right, Lachlan went to someone who is now a Big Ten foe in Ohio State, but Clem went off to the NFL. I think Oregon fans, at least as I remember, were all mostly, best of luck, bummed to lose him, who are we going to hire and whatnot. It wasn't, he wasn't any good. The offensive lines were actually really bad and there was no good recruiting or anything. Like, I don't dive into that sort of stuff. So I think that the move, you know, tracks. I think it's a great fit, and I really look forward to seeing how he can recruit on the trail.
Well, Dan Lanning and the Ducks answer a pretty significant question in spring football as far as addressing a vacant position on their coaching staff. I think Carlos Lachlan was a huge asset and an awesome coach, but things move on. You got to keep going. You got to get ready for the next game. And that's what the Ducks are doing as they continue to ramp up spring practice. They will return to the practice field tomorrow on Tuesday to resume spring practice. And now we kind of get to see, with Samples in place, what's next for the Ducks. Hopefully something will come on the recruiting trail, because it has been relatively quiet.
Very, very quiet. But I think that'll pick up in the next couple of weeks, at least, you know, with big visitor announcements for the spring game.
Oh, yeah. It's always been building towards the spring game. That is Oregon's marquee recruiting event of the entire calendar year. That and Saturday Night Live in late July. But it seems like it's the calm before the storm. I think there's been too much noise across the country and amongst Oregon's rivals for them not to have some kind of a counterpunch with recruiting. So I think it's going to be fun to follow. Spencer, before we get out of here, let the people know where they can find you and all the awesome work you're doing covering college football.
Yeah, I host Locked On Ducks and Locked On College Football, as you can see right there. Both are on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts, Monday through Friday, all year round, over on Locked On CFB. We've got the biggest stories in what I deem the greatest sport on planet Earth, because, well, it of course is realignment, carousel, portal. We cover it all over there. And then everything you need to know about the Ducks, I'm always talking about it over at Locked On Ducks as well. And can't forget to plug that I'm also the play-by-play voice of the Southern Utah University Thunderbirds. So go T-Birds.
Make sure you guys tap in with Spencer and all the awesome stuff he's got going on. We're trying to maybe do some more shows a little bit more often. I'm trying to do some more live shows just on my channel. And I know you guys always love it when Spencer and I get to chop it up, and I love it too. You won't get any argument from me that college football is the greatest sport on planet Earth. Maybe more so broadly football, because I love high school football a lot too. But that's a different conversation. If you guys want to find more of me, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at mtorressports. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at Oregon Football Max Torres. Read me on Ducks Digest and share the Ducks Dish podcast with your friends, with your family, and with other Duck fans. A big thank you to Spencer for coming on, and a big thank you to all of you for tuning in. And we'll see you in the next episode of the Ducks Dish podcast.